From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting, a show of unity among U.S., South Korean, and Japanese warplanes. Almost a dozen U.S., Japanese, and South Korean warplanes armed with live weapons flew over the Korean Peninsula in what the U.S. military is describing as a sequenced bilateral show of force in response to North Korea's latest missile launch. In announcing Sunday's exercise, the U.S. Pacific Command said it maintains the ability to respond to any threat in the Indo-Asia-Pacific theater at a moment's notice. The U.S. Army Chief of Staff, General Mark Milley, has accused the North of threatening Japan, South Korea, and the U.S.
But they don't only threaten Japan, the United States, and South Korea. They threaten the world. And it's absolutely critical that we all, every one of our countries, does everything humanly possible in the months ahead to avert an armed conflict and convince North Korea.
General Milley was making his opening remarks to a meeting of military personnel from Indo-Asia-Pacific countries. Iranian Prime Minister Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says Iran will not be subject to bullying by the U.S. over the 2015 nuclear deal it signed with a group of world powers, including the United States. President Trump has been a frequent critic of the agreement and, after taking office, has threatened to scrap the deal. Thousands of protesters from an Islamic coalition party in Bangladesh on Monday turned out in force to condemn the Myanmar government for not establishing a rights for Rohingya Muslims in Rakhine State. About 1 million Rohingya live in Rakhine State. Until the recent violence, most face draconian-level travel restrictions and are denied citizenship in a country where many Buddhists regard them as illegal immigrants. This is VOA News. The Islamic militant group Hamas that rules Gaza said in a statement it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections. The decision is seen as a way to end a political and territorial rift between Hamas and President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement. In the meantime, Gaza is facing a mounting humanitarian crisis, including a severe electricity shortage. Iraq's Supreme Court has approved a request by Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to suspend an independence referendum that the country's Kurdistan region planned to hold later on this month. The court said Monday that the vote will be put on hold until it reviews cases regarding the constitutionality of the vote. Abadi has repeatedly spoken out against the referendum, telling an Iraqi news agency that Kurds would be playing with fire by continuing with these plans. The Kurdish region has repeatedly ignored calls to cancel the referendum, and the Supreme Court has little power to implement its order. British police have arrested a second suspect in the bombing of a subway train in London. A 21-year-old man was detained late Saturday under Britain's Terrorism Act. Earlier Saturday, an 18-year-old man was arrested. British Home Secretary Amber Rudd applauded the work of the investigators.
The Joint Terrorist Analysis Centre, which reviews the threat level that the UK is under, have decided to lower that level from critical to severe.
The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the Friday rush hour attack. Four young U.S. tourists were attacked with acid on Sunday at a train station in the French city of Marseille. French authorities said they don't think extremist views motivated the attack. Local authorities said the 41-year-old woman, who's the suspect, had a history of mental health problems. It did not try to flee the site after the attack occurred. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the U.S. is considering closing its embassy in Cuba following a number of health attacks on American diplomats there.
We have it under evaluation. It's a very serious issue with respect to the harm that certain individuals have suffered. We've brought some of those people home. It's under review.
At least 21 Americans have suffered from a variety of symptoms, as have some Canadian diplomats and their families. In a busy hurricane season, forecasters are keeping their eyes on three storms, including one that is threatening the Caribbean islands, which were battered by Hurricane Irma just over a week ago. Forecasters upgraded Tropical Storm Maria into a hurricane as the storm heads toward the Leeward Islands. We asked Dennis Feltkin of the U.S. National Hurricane Center if Maria is on a similar course as Irma.
Unfortunately, it is impacting many of the islands, which were severely damaged by Irma just a week to 10 days ago.
In the meantime, a tropical storm watch is out on the U.S. coast for Hurricane Jose. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.